Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. An Israeli official is calling for all Jews to ascend onto the Temple Mount. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
From the Prime Minister's office, he has allowed some members of the Knesset, that's the legislative body for the state of Israel, to go up onto the Temple Mount. This is the first time since 2015 that this has taken place. Quite interesting development, isn't it?
And it shows that the Prime Minister would like to see the situation normalized. And, you know, really, Jews should be allowed to go up there. There should be no prohibition. Relations are still very strained with Jordan that controls the Temple Mount on the Muslim side, very strained, very bad relations there after the incident on the Temple Mount. So, yes, this is a sign that the Prime Minister wants to calm the situation down and wants to be a little more normal up there. It's a religious holy site, not a war zone. It again shows, though, the Israeli interest in the Temple Mount, and Jewish legislators want to go up there, and they should be allowed to do that.
Well, one of the cabinet members for the Prime Minister, the agricultural minister, Ariel, making a statement that all Israelis should ascend to the Temple Mount. He wants that to be able to happen. That is their desire, and even some of the elected officials are calling for that.
Well, Jimmy, we have to remember it's not the western wall of the Temple Mount that is Judaism's holy site. It is the Temple Mount itself, the top of it, where the temple stood. And, of course, they're Jews. They would love to go up there, and it's really ridiculous that they cannot do so. It shows where Islam's heart really is. It wants it all and doesn't want to share anything with anyone else.
David Dolan with that report. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The controversy surrounding the opportunity for all Jews to enter the Temple Mount is a real hot button for the Muslims. The custodial responsibility for the Temple Mount is in the hands of an Islamic trust. Since 1967, that has been the case. More and more in recent days, this controversial real estate has resulted in death taking place on this sacred piece of real estate. Over 2,000 years ago, the ancient Jewish prophets foretold of this conflict for control of the Temple Mount, the location of two previous Jewish temples. The Bible tells us of two more Jewish temples that will be on this site in the future. One that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will build when he returns to the earth, that's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12, and the other temple will be there on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem during the time of the tribulation period, 7 years of judgment in the future. And that prophecy would be Daniel 9:27, Matthew 24:15, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. This next temple, by the way, is ready to be rebuilt right now. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...